How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I've been watching this big fight that's been going down in Hollywood now for, over a month. And I'm like, one day, oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, he's the worst. And then the next day, I'll read something. I'm like, oh, she's the worst. And then the next day, it's like, I don't know who to believe in this whole thing.
I've had to do so much reading over my break. I was supposed to be on vacation. Whereas I was reading 167 pages of these lawsuits between two people from the It Ends With Us movie. So in the left corner, we have A-list actress and fashion icon, Blake Lively. And on the other side, we have that one guy who was in a CW show a while back. Justin Baldoni versus Blake Lively.
I was so into this whole thing that I actually watched the movie to see the chemistry problems on a flight. And I didn't see any.
Well, I mean, if you watch the movie, it just looks like a typical film. You don't see really any issues. And The reason why we're talking about this period is we knew this. There was some tension happening when the film came out earlier this year. It came out, I believe, in August. It was a really exciting film for the Book Talk girlies. It Ends With Us is one of the biggest books to come out in the last 5 years or so. It's by an author named Colleen Hoover, who has a very long reputation with girls who love to read romance novels. But this specific book is actually about domestic violence. And so Blake Lively got a ton of backlash earlier this year because while we were seeing Justin Baldoni, who had the rights to the movie, who directed it, who owns the company that produced it, we saw him talking a lot about domestic violence. And then you'd flip over to see Blake Lively, and there were a ton of tone deaf interviews that made her look terrible. And so she got this horrible reputation of not taking domestic violence seriously, of trying to make it like the Barbie movie. And
wasn't she saying stuff like, put on your floral dresses and come check out this movie.
Yeah. With your girlies, make it a girl's night. Yeah.
Basically marketing it like a rom-com.
Weird.
And it's not a rom-com. Well, it's not a rom-com.
Right quick, that was from the production company. So that wasn't Blake's choice to market it that way. She was contractually obligated to market it that way, that had been agreed upon already by the studio, correct?
So I want to get into the lawsuits here because there are two lawsuits that we're going to be referencing as we talk about this entire case with Justin Baldoni versus Blake Lively. So on December 20th, Blake Lively dropped a complaint against Justin Baldoni in the state of California, basically saying, this is all about retaliation. He conducted a PR smear campaign because I filed some sexual harassment complaints against him during filming. So while they were filming, it was during the writer's strike. So this was going down earlier in 2022. So they started filming in like May. The writer and actor's strike happened in like June and July. So they had to pause filming until January of 2023. And that's when they resumed. And so what she is saying is that in order for them to start filming again, she had all of these lists of demands, I guess you could say, where she felt uncomfortable on set from a series of things that Justin Baldoni, the director, and the lead producer, Jamie Heath, did while they were filming before the writer's strike and the actor's strike even happened. So there's probably like 19 or 20 things that she listed out saying, don't show me nude videos of women. Don't talk about your genitalia. Don't talk about experiences where there wasn't consent involved in intimate experiences in your life.
Don't be a pig.
No, be a pig, essentially.
Which was really odd because what we know of Justin Baldoni, or at least what I knew of Justin Baldoni, is this guy has a podcast that's all anti-misogynist, pro-feminist. Like, it was kind of like, it felt like it came out of left field because it's like, is this a wolf in sheep's clothing? Because this dude is presenting like he is a feminist and supports women and is anti-misogynistic. So these claims felt wild.
And that's why people were so quickly to, I think, not believe it at first. Yeah. But the more that people read it, people were like, wow, if this is all true, this guy's an absolute pig. And maybe he's even a narcissist trying to like block the fact that he's actually a really bad guy by presenting this facade so that women aren't afraid of him and he can like build their trust so that, you know, he can manipulate them in this way. Because like you said, he had the Man Enough podcast that he does with Jamie Heath, who is the lead producer, who is also included in all these allegations. So this is really shocking, including all of the interviews where we saw Justin Baldoni talking about domestic violence, just making him look like he's this really good guy. So people were shocked when this complaint came out.
Did he win an award for it too? Didn't I read that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the award was rescinded. When this complaint came out, he was dropped by WME, which is his agency that he's a part of. The agent that conducts all of like his business dealings.
It's the William Morris Agency. It's the biggest one in Hollywood.
It's huge. It's massive. I think even Ryan Reynolds is a part of it. So basically, there's this huge complaint that says that this guy is a really bad dude.
And then also the smear campaign, too. Like, yes. When you go into the details and, like, I mean, they came with receipts, with emails, with text messages. Like, because of the stuff that went down on set, it was basically like, all right, Justin, they know that all this stuff went down on set. So to preserve his image, they're like, we need to attack first and we need to go after her and like create this whole smear campaign to get everybody against her.
And there are like text messages and emails where they're high-fiving each other because the campaign is working so well and people are turning on Blake Lively.
But did I not read, Abby, you would probably know better than I did, that those texts that Blake Lively's team put out were edited?
Yes. Okay, so that's when I'll get into this, to the other side. So, of course, they included some screenshots from text messages where they were sending screenshots of different Daily Mail articles and different Page Six articles that made Blake Lively look really bad or brought up old interviews that made her look unfavorable. And the text messages that you're specifically referencing, there's one that said something along the lines of like, oh, this is so good. You really outdid yourself with this one. And then the next person responded, that's why you hired me, didn't you? And so it basically made it look like, oh my God, they really did try to make Blake Lively look terrible in the press. So that's what we felt like for about a week. So then on New Year's Eve, we get a lawsuit from Justin Baldoni. And I am putting that word in bold italics and underscore because there's a huge difference between what Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni did. So this is what really made people stop and think once lawyer TikTok started talking about this.
And that's where I got sucked in. I got sucked into lawyer thread. Like something would pop up on my Instagram and I wasn't going to read these entire like lawsuits, right? These 160 page docs, but these lawyers did. And I'm going like listening to these lawyers and I'm like, who am I supposed to believe?
All right.
So this is like the top thing that Justin Baldoni's lawsuit lists out is that Blake Lively chose not to file a lawsuit against Baldoni, Wayfar, which is the production studio, or any of the other plaintiffs. She filed what's called like a complaint. So this basically keeps her from going under something called the discovery process. So she wouldn't have to answer questions under oath or produce any other text messages or communications between other people. So basically, Justin Baldoni filed a lawsuit, which is like, yes, I have nothing to hide. Ask me anything. I'll do anything under oath. Whereas Blake Lively filed a complaint, which basically said, here, I'm sending this to the office for you guys to look at and decide whether or not you want to take this case. But you don't have to ask me any questions about this. So they're basically saying she did this as a PR move because then it was leaked to the New York Times. Meaning she probably gave it to the New York Times. Basically saying, we just want to get our story out there to make it look really legitimate. We're going to put this in all these legal terms and make it look like we're really going to take action. But what she really did was just put out, you know, something that she doesn't have to answer for. Whereas Justin Baldoni filed a legitimate lawsuit against the New York Times. So he is going up against the New York Times and not Blake Lively, basically saying you made this thing look really legitimate and as fact when you just gave a complaint. Like this isn't, like she might not even take me to court. Like I'm filing a lawsuit against y'all.
Yeah, this is, I'll tell you what's at stake here, because we are now living in cancer culture. One of them is going to be canceled. And that's why they're going back and forth and trying to get like and gain the confidence of the public opinion, because one of them is about to be canceled.
I don't think either one's going to get canceled. I think it has to be some seriously damaging evidence to come out, because right now, the way people are sitting, and also like as a woman, when Blake came out and did this complaint, yeah, of course, you like, that's the whole why the Me Too movement, and you know, believe her, and like if she's coming out and saying this, why would you not believe her? And then Justin comes in with the doctor text messages and things of that nature, and now you're just like I want to believe her and I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but then you're looking at all this evidence and it's just like it's a mind f
whiplash
right now. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No